I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Hello. What a great show we have for you. You're on it. That's right. That's where we begin. It's about you and your pets. 866-554-PETS. I am a certified animal behavior consultant. This is, in a sense of the word, a talk show, a call-in show. But we need you to call in to participate. But we have great guests always. Dr. David Williams will be here. You know, we usually don't have human physicians on the show, and he's going to talk about the health benefits of walking with our dogs. And there's a great program that Pet Partners has begun called Walk With Me. Also, Dr. Ursula Thomas talks about, get this now, flea allergy dermatitis. What does that mean? It simply means so many of our pets, and I mean many of our pets, are allergic to flea bites. And sometimes, yes, it's 10 or 15 or 50 bites that'll cause a problem. Sometimes, though, it's one flea bite. Avoiding the problem, of course, makes the most sense. And we are going to celebrate as no one can. Party! National Puppy Day! Woo! All of that, and as they say in radio, much more. Don't move. Sit. Stay. 866-554-PETS. That is our telephone number. In Illinois, we say, hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. How are you doing this morning?
I'm talking to you, so I'm happy.
Well, I'm happy you're talking to me, but I have an issue, and this is my problem. I'm thinking of adopting a dog, a collie rescue dog, but periodically throughout the year, I watch my son's Akita, a four-year-old Akita, and my concern is that I know Akitas can sometimes be aggressive towards other dogs, so I didn't know before I adopted a dog if you think that an Akita could be trained to get along with another dog?
Well, the answer to that is a definite maybe. So let's back up a couple of steps.
Okay.
Is first of all, any dog can be great with other dogs. Akitas do have a predisposition to not necessarily, if they were not socialized, and this is the big thing, to other dogs at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the individual, they may be more likely to have some issues with other dogs. And if a dog as large as an Akita, so it's one thing, Chihuahuas often do have issues with other dogs. Chihuahuas have issues with a lot of things at times, but it's a very little dog having an issue. There's a difference between a 9-pound dog and a 90-pound dog having an issue. So if what is the demeanor of the Akita now to other dogs, do you know?
Well, he was socialized as a puppy We took him to the dog parks a lot where so he would run and play with them. But as he got older and bigger, he would pounce on them because he wanted to play, and so then we stopped taking him. But he's a good dog. He's actually a gentle dog. He's very shy around people. But when I walk him, if I see a dog coming in the opposite direction, I'll cross the street with him.
All right. So if the answer is, which I don't know based on what you said, if he's good with other dogs, you'll be fine. If he's not so good with other dogs, then I'd be concerned. Now, if you want to bring in a trainer to encourage that friendly response to other dogs, that's okay. So if a dog is terribly aggressive, if this Akita were awfully aggressive, you'd be telling me that. To other dogs, you'd know that. That doesn't seem to be an issue. And if that were the case, I'd say, you know, yes, it could be fixed, but that's a heck of a lot of trouble to go through. And ultimately, you'd probably never trust the dogs together anyway. And that's not the case, I don't believe. So what you can do is bring in a trainer, or better, a dog behavior consultant, to kind of walk you through it. Literally, take a walk outside and see what the response is. If the response is probably okay, then they'll probably be okay. In fact, I'd guess they would be.
Okay. Okay, and where would I, could you like recommend someone like this?
Sure. So the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. So for a serious behavior problem, my first go-to, and this is not one, I am just saying because a lot of people are listening and I want people to understand, if there's a serious problem, really a veterinary behaviorist or first perhaps your veterinarian, followed with a referral to a veterinary behaviorist or a technician perhaps who's certified in animal behavior, which would also work in this case. You could ask your veterinarian if there's a local technician, because I honestly don't know where you live, that, and there's no one website to list them all, and there's only a handful, so that may be unlikely. What is more likely is going to the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. All these folks are certified. They get continuing education. In other words, they're really good. And you could find one near you at IAABC.
Okay. IAAB is in behavior.
Totally correct.
Okay. IAABC.
.org.
.org. Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
And they have one of those.
Find a listing of someone that does animal behavior in my area.
They have a locator, type in your zip code, and my name will probably come up because you're in Illinois, but you'll see all these names in your area. Okay?
Thank you so much, Steve. I really appreciate
my
your help
pleasure.
And your input.
Thank you so much. Thank you. 866-554-PETS is our telephone number. Like me. Check out the Facebook page. Go to Facebook, of course. Everyone, it seems, is on Facebook. Type in my name, Steve Dale, or look for pages. You know, that's where you find fan pages. I have one, and I hope you do like the page. I love this, the holiday. Holiday, I should say, because it's National Puppy Day.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
All our dogs might be described as puppies. I mean, even You have a 15-year-old dog at home. I'd say that dog, don't you say sometimes, come here, puppy, even if you have an elderly dog? So in a sense, all of our dogs are puppies. This is National Puppy Day. I love it. But I love communicating messages about what to do when you get a puppy. Beside the obvious, you know, house train the dog and all those sorts of things. I'll talk about puppy classes. How important are they? They are hugely important. You know what? It was in my lifetime, 25 years ago, something like that, that typically veterinarians not only did not endorse puppy classes in general, but if they did, said, you know what? The best time to go to a puppy class is when the dog is a year old. Well, first, for starters, dogs aren't even really puppies at that age, necessarily, but their window of learning is long passed by. Now, of course, a dog can learn at any age. You can most certainly teach old dogs new tricks. All of that is true, but they do have this window where if they are socialized to anything, and Dr. Ian Dunbar put it best, he said, you know what, for young puppies, about 8 weeks old, 7 weeks old, 12 weeks old, up to about 15 or so weeks old, these puppies should be socialized and exposed to everything possible in the world. So have a party where 100 people come over. Don't overwhelm the puppy, but make it a fun party where all sorts of people are there. Old people, young people, rabbis on roller skates, people with long beards. I mean, everything you can conceive of. Definitely young kids. And as long as the exposure is positive, that puppy for the rest of that dog's life is likely to be okay with those things. And when you take dogs on walks that are puppies, expose them to whatever is possible for you to expose them to. So people riding by on bicycles, people riding by on roller skates. I mean, if you live in a metropolitan area, commuter trains that go by and make all that noise. Take them to a grocery store so they are exposed to the shopping carts. Those are scary, you know? Anything and everything. You know, I was walking my producer's dog the other day, and there was a, not a roadblock, but they were doing construction on the street, and it was one of those, so don't walk in this because it's new cement, you know, and they have it blocked off. And the dog was afraid of that thing that they used to block it off. And by using treats, so I had some Vitabone trainers in my pocket. That's true. And I broke them in small pieces, which are easy to do, which is one reason why I like them. One reason I like them is because the pets like them so much. And I broke them into small pieces, and I closer and closer we got, and the dog soon, Bailey soon forgot that I'm afraid of anything out there at all. And it worked out rather well because I had these in my pocket. Also, we've got this feeling in America about punishment. And that's okay to a point, I guess. I don't think so. Because you're not teaching the dog anything. These are dogs. They're not people. So there's no explanation going on. So if the dog has an accident, you know, when you're not home, as one example, you come home and you punish your dog, you rub your dog's nose in it, or even holler at the dog, from the dog's perspective, why are you hollering? Why are you rubbing my nose in this? There's no way they can understand. Instead, focus on rewarding what you want the dog to do. And the more you do that, the less you'll have to worry about the dog doing anything you don't want the dog to do. It's kind of that simple, believe it or not. Now, how do you train dogs? Well, first of all, when you look for that puppy class I'm talking about. So the importance of these puppy classes, yes, absolutely, teaching little puppies sit down, stay, roll over, but it's really opening a window of communication from one species to the other. And it's mostly teaching us. Dogs overall are hardwired to understand people. We're not so hardwired to understand them. So the puppy classes are for us in that sense. And a good dog trainer will say, you know what? I'm really teaching people. I'm teaching them about care. I'm offering house training tips. Maybe the dog is pulling on the leash and now I get a better harness for this dog. And I'm offering all those sorts of tips which provide life advice for this pet owner. I mean, that's really what the puppy classes are all about, as well as socialization. But socialization isn't only about play and fun. We want some strength. structure to the class, and we definitely, absolutely need a class with positive reinforcement. Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter just recently did a study to confirm what we all thought. I mean, it makes sense that positive reinforcement matters. Her study proves that. Her study demonstrates that going to a class where the training method is aversive, you're punishing the dog, you're using force methods, all those things, the dogs are given up more frequently. They're more likely to have behavior problems. They're more likely to end up in shelters compared to the positive reinforcement classes. And the numbers weren't even comparable. So absolutely, a positive reinforcement. If the dogs aren't wagging their tails and the people aren't smiling, something is wrong with that class. So to all of you, National Happy Puppy Day, or Happy National Puppy Day, either which way, you know what I mean. Coming up next, the conversation with Dr. David Williams about a program I love from Pet Partners, an organization I love. It's called Walk With Me.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now, 800-303-3398.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. David Williams is with Pet Partners. He is the chief medical officer. And it isn't typical where we talk to just a human physician. On the show, we typically talk with veterinarians. But Dr. Williams is that, a human physician. And the program that I want to talk with you about is called Walk With Me. And when I first heard about the concept, I said, I love it. So explain what this is, Dr. Williams.
Well, it's based on several studies that have shown that even if you don't own a pet, if you actually engage in walking with someone who does, you can have the same cardiovascular improvement as someone who does walk with a pet. So what we do is we get together therapy teams of dogs, and we meet with organizations such as nursing homes, and we spend some time on a weekly or monthly basis walking around the blocks outside with the pets and the clients.
Now, I think
we improve the health of the patient.
Now, I think to better explain exactly what you're talking about here, we need to explain what Pet Partners is and what you mean by patients and clients. So,
well, Pet Partners is the largest animal-assisted therapy organization in the United States. What they do is they pair up animals with people, And these people then go visit other people in settings such as nursing homes and hospitals, because we believe the principle of the human-animal bond, that by visiting with a pet, that it can improve the health and well-being of people in certain situations, such as in hospitals, emergency departments, nursing homes.
And we know that's the case. I mean, yeah. There's lots of documentation, actually from around the world, that indicates what you just said is very, very true. And here's a human physician, not a veterinarian, a human physician, which to me is even more compelling, who's absolutely, totally on board with this. So for the Walk With Me program, here is I assume, a certified dog in most cases that
yeah.
has a partner, pet partner, if you will, a handler, who goes to, say, a nursing home with other dogs, and you all take a walk with the residents? Is that how it works?
That's right. And our pilot program that just started in last September, a group of teams met to kick off the event. We met in Oak Park with the nursing home affiliated there. And the residents came down and met teams, usually an individual with their dog. And then they walked around the park with the dog. And our hope is this spring that we will make this a regular basis so that the team would show up with the resident, and the person and the resident and the dog will then go for a walk at a predetermined course or time. And if we do this on a regular basis, not only does the resident get the ability to improve their cardiovascular fitness, but they get to experience the bond, the human-animal bond that we have with the pet that helps us improve our not just our physical but our emotional well-being.
So the advantages of this include for patients that are able to do this, they're able to get outside, they get fresh air, they can take a walk. But I assume there's a socialization factor as well, that they're talking to other residents of whatever, if it's a nursing home and people are able to get out, or probably maybe more likely than a nursing home, an assisted care facility, something of that nature, maybe even a rehabilitation center. And they're able to get out, they're able to get fresh air, but they're also able to talk with other residents. They talk to the dog handlers, and they themselves pet dogs along the way. And we know there are physiological advantages to doing that, and I'm probably only touching the surface.
That's exactly right. So as any of us who actually had loved ones in assisted living facilities or nursing homes can attest, those can be very isolating, alienating experiences, because many times, especially if there are not family members around, these folks can easily lose contact with the outside world and with humanity, in a sense. So by bringing not just the dog but humans together on such a casual but really significant basis, I think it helps the psychology and the health of everybody involved.
And for these dogs, which are certified to do this or qualified to do this, they're having a good time too, I assume.
They are. And, you know, it's always been my belief that animal assisted therapy is not for every person or every dog in particular, and that we always try to have the principle of Yayaba, that's you are your dog's best advocate. And make sure that it's not just the humans that are enjoying these events, but the dogs are as well. And I can attest that for our golden doodle, she has a lot of energy. And even though she doesn't mind spending 45 minutes to an hour and a half in the nursing or in the hospital, the ability to get outside and to romp and to basically experience exercise, I think in some ways is more enjoyable to her than the much more static interaction that she might have in the hospital itself.
For further information, where do people go?
Petpartners.org.
Walk with me. Thank you for walking with me, Dr. Williams.
Thank you, Steve.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
He doesn't bite, and he has all his shots. This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
866-554-PETS. That's our telephone number, 866-554-7387. You pick up the phone, you dial. Does anyone say dial anymore? Is that really what people do? I don't think so. Linda, hello there.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's your question?
I have a dog that has access to the doggy door and most of the time uses it.
Uh-huh.
However, when I am out for longer periods during the day, longer I'm out, he tends to leave little presents within 5-10 feet of the doggy door.
Uh-huh.
How can I possibly get him not to do this?
Does he ever do that when you're not home? I mean, when you are home?
The only time he's had that little issue when I was home was, let's see, I was working on a ladder. He left me a little present at the base of the ladder.
All right. Well, it could be.
Not necessarily accidents or messages.
All right. It could be that your dog has some separation distress. If he typically uses the doggy door, he knows how to use the doggy door. So then why isn't he using it in general when you're not home or when you were up the ladder when you're away from him and he can't get to you? So as I say, there could be some separation issues going on here. That is a possibility. Does he seem distressed in any other way as you're about to leave the house? Do you think he has separation anxiety?
I'll go with separation anxiety, not necessarily when I leave the house, but, you know, when I'm gone for longer periods of time during the day.
Well, usually, okay, so listen, there are exceptions to everything, right, in life. But usually, I mean, the vast majority of times, dogs either have separation distress or don't. They don't look at a clock and say, now she's been gone too long. However, it could be that your dog somehow, some way is not understanding that you've got to use that doggy door to do number two when she's not home as well as when she's home. I don't know the answer to that. So what I would do is make sure that your dog does understand how to use the dog door when you are home, for starters. That does happen, and your dog does do number two perfectly when you are home.
Yeah.
All right, it's a couple low-level, easy things to do that there's no harm in doing would be to, I'm thinking to myself here. I've got two ideas. First of all, the easy one is get some Adaptil. That is a copy of a pheromone. If there's some low-level anxiety going on, this will help your dog to feel more comfortable in his own environment. Plug it in wherever nearest the outlet is to the doggy door. That would be one thing. You can get those at pet stores now. What is it, PetSmart, Matt, that is carrying the Adaptil? Okay, so it's easy to find. That's an easy thing to do. It's not expensive. And that could help. I mean, certainly if your dog is feeling some anxiety when you're not there, it may not be full-blown separation anxiety. I don't believe it is, just based on your description. But it can help lower that anxiety, help your dog feel more comfortable in your dog's own surroundings. So that's a good thing. We don't tend to think rationally when we're anxious, and the same thing is true for dogs. I'm not quite saying that right, but I think you get the idea. The other thing you could try is in the area that your dog is having those accidents, it's the same general area in front of the doggy door. So put something out in front that you can make smaller. So this might be the only time in the history of this radio show that I hearken back to newspaper training dogs. So you could take a newspaper, you could take, I'm trying to think of another, I don't want an object like carpeting that your dog can then generalize and go on the carpeting in your house. So let's stick with newspaper. Take some newspaper, take my newspaper columns. This is what people should do with my columns. Take my newspaper columns and put some newspaper out. What kind of dog do you have?
It's a Yorkie Poodle mix.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry. I think you may have said that. Put that out in front of about twice as large as your dog. So not a really big space, but a space big enough for your dog to go number two on. And find the newspaper, because your dog's not going to know, I've got to go on this newspaper. What your dog will do, maybe, is go in the same place your dog has gone when you're not there for, quote, too many hours for your dog. I've got one more idea that comes to mind, too. So do that. Hopefully your dog will use the newspaper. And this is why I want you to do this, is over time, very gradually, take away so you've got less and less newspaper. Or you can say, okay, I'll play your game, take away a lot of the newspaper over time, and you just have like one sheet of newspaper there, and that becomes your dog's default if you're not home. You know, and if you could live with that, fine. If you can't live with it, maybe if you take away that newspaper and take it away, and eventually, over time, there's nothing there, your dog will say, oh, I've got to go outside, because it's right near the door. So that's another possibility. I also wonder if there's something that frightened your dog, perhaps outside once when you were not around, as a possibility too, in which case you can't do much about that except What you can do is when you are home, make sure your dog uses the doggy door, follow your dog outside when your dog does do that, and give your dog a treat for going outside, just like you would a puppy.
Okay.
So those are some ideas. I don't have an absolute answer. I am sorry about that, but they are certainly some ideas which won't hurt and probably, I hope, will help.
I hope.
I hope too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 866-554-PETS is our phone number. Yeah, listen, sometimes people call and I say, bang, boom, here's the recipe. Do this. It will work. Other times, you know what? All dogs are individuals, and that's a bit different of an issue. And the other problem is, I'm not in Tennessee. I can't see her dog. You know, I'm here in a studio. So hopefully those ideas together, something there will help, and the dog won't be having accidents inside anymore and will be going outside. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS, or you can email steve@petworldradio.net. Every week I choose an email, and this week's email, you know what? It's a common issue. I'm traveling or I'm moving from one part of the country to the other. I want to take my cat with me. How do I convince my cat this is a good idea? Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So last week on the show I talked about, and this is how I put it, I said, we often talk about what pets eat, but what's important is how we feed our pets. It's not only a matter of what we feed our pets. And then I get some emails said, Steve, but I don't know what to feed. It's specific to cats. Steve, I don't know what to feed our cats. Should it be moist food? Should it be dry food? So we'll talk next week on the show. And there's a new diet that this all ties into as well. So there'll be newsworthy. Dr. Deb Greco will be here. Also, we will speak to the president of the Companion Animal Parasite Council, Dr. Greg Pryor, about this idea of double defense. You know, heartworm disease, you need a preventive. There is no question about it. But some of the mosquitoes say, That's not good enough. What's going on with that? And we'll find out next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve from Ann in Illinois, who writes, we're moving to Florida and want to drive with our cat, except she's never been outside. What do we do? Okay, so first of all, you need to carrier train this cat. So the carrier's not a bad place. And my hope is, I hope you are writing me with some lead time here and that you're not hearing this answer and then looking at your outlook and, oh, tomorrow is the day we're moving. No, then I don't know what to do. Actually, I do, and that would be to talk to your veterinarian about something that'll relax your cat. But you may not have to do that if you have some lead time. So what I want you to do, and this is a good idea for everybody to do anyways, to take out the carrier, leave it somewhere as if it's a piece of furniture. It's just there. It's always there. At first, your cat will probably avoid it because your cat says, I don't like the carrier. That's a bad place. But I want you to drop treats periodically into the carrier. So it becomes an automatic treat dispenser. And the cat says, oh, treats fall from the sky and they land right here. So I'm going to begin checking out this place more often. Eventually, your cat may even go inside the carrier looking for those treats. Then when that happens, feed your cat from the carrier when your cat has enough confidence to comfortably. We don't want your cat to eat and be uncomfortable. But if your cat can comfortably eat from the carrier, or at least some of your cat's food from the carrier, breakfast or dinner, that would be the next thing to do. Then I want you to put your cat in the carrier, maybe a couple treats in the carrier as well. Absolutely wipe the carrier with Feel-Away. Feel-Away is a product. You know, when cats rub their cheek pads against a table leg or chair leg, what they're doing is they're depositing a pheromone, and that pheromone communicates, I feel pretty good about things. I'm comfortable with my own surroundings. And that's what Feel-Away helps cats to do. So rub some Feel-Away in there. You can get Feel-Away wipes from your veterinarian or go to PetSmart or a pet store and get Feel-Away spray and spray it in there. Don't put the cat in there immediately after you spray. Let it dry for about 10 minutes or so. But once it does, you could put your cat in there at that point. And all through this process, use Feel-Away. All right. In the carrier, I'm saying. Not only the plug-in Feel-Away, that's fine. But I'm talking about using the spray on the carrier or Feel-Away wipes. All right. Now you close the carrier. Your cat's inside. I want you to go from one room to the next. Take the cat out and feed the cat. So your cat will learn anytime I'm in the carrier, I get fed after that door opens. And eventually after you spend maybe even a couple of weeks giving your cat a tour of the house and then letting your cat come out to eat, take your cat down to the car. At first, don't start the car. Go absolutely nowhere. Take your cat back upstairs and your cat eats, or back into your house and your cat eats. Now I want you to go down the block, then around the block, then around a couple blocks. And every time you do this, every time you come home, your cat eats. If your cat is screaming and yelling along the way, you went too far too fast. But this really can be done, I can assure you. And this is the way in which you help your cat to feel comfortable with the carrier and also comfortable with that car ride, which is going to be important as well. Most cats actually don't get car sick. Some do. And if you think that's the case, talk to your veterinarian. But most cats actually are just so anxious, they actually become ill. They make themselves sick. It's anxiety that causes the problem. So I want to lower that anxiety. And along the way, bring a Feel-Away spray and spray that hotel room, because you're going to stay overnight in the hotel room on your way to Florida, and spray your car a couple of times as well. I hope that begins to answer the question. You can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about flea allergies and our pets.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College Real Estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Ursula Thomas is a veterinary dermatologist who will tell me whether I am right or wrong about this, but one of the most frequent complaints that pet owners have, my dog is scratching and scratching and scratching. Is that correct?
Definitely. I mean, when we talk about skin disease, we really talk about a quality of life issue for the pet and for all family members.
Well, that's true, you know, because our dogs oftentimes share our beds. And if the dog is scratching at 3 in the morning, guess what? We're up at 3 in the morning, both worried about how we're going to get up for work the next day, but also worried about the dog. Why is the dog scratching? And one of the most common reasons turns out to be fleas. flea allergy dermatitis is, I think, what you guys call it. That's the fancy term.
Exactly. I mean, flea allergy dermatitis is, we've known about this disease for decades. And you would think that at this point in time, with all the advances in veterinary medicine, we would no longer talk about such an obvious disease. And yet in daily practice, flea allergy dermatitis still, like you said, makes up the number one reason for dogs to itch in this country. And worldwide, it's among the top two diseases, allergy diseases, that make a dog itch.
Crazy, isn't
it? And it's preventable. It's one of the allergies where we can actually do something about it. Even though the dog is allergic to the flea bite for life, if we can prevent that flea from biting, we really change the life of the dog and of everybody in that household.
Yeah, as we talked about. So a dog that's scratching, I want to talk about this a little bit because it can lead to infection. It clearly leads to a very uncomfortable dog. I mean, we know how it is to be bitten by mosquitoes, most of us, right? Imagine if that bite was infected every time. The other thing that I learned is it's rare that one bite will happen. Where there are fleas, where there's a flea, there are usually fleas.
Yes. It's like looking at the tip of the iceberg. I mean, what you see is really literally just the tip of the problem. So there is so much more going on. And interestingly enough, what we call, in our, you know, as dermatologists often speak as flea Nile, dog owners still don't want to admit that their dog gets bitten by fleas or that they have fleas in their environment because it's kind of stigmatizing, meaning you're not taking good care of your dog, you have fleas in the house, so therefore your house must be a mess. It's all this stigma that comes with a dog with flea allergies. But as I mentioned earlier, allergies are not curable. And if I had to decide which allergy my dog has, it would be flea allergy. Because even though they're miserable when they get bitten by a flea, you have so many options of preventing that flea from biting.
Yes, and if there are fleas, we're also talking about other issues. So fleas can spread disease to dogs and potentially indirectly to people as well.
Definitely. There is a human health concern. I mean, one is the obvious nuisance factor, but fleas can transmit various diseases. And it's not just flea allergy dermatitis in people. I mean, when the dog, for example, swallows that flea, he could have tapeworms.
Yeah, so there's a quality of life cost for the dog, for family members, as we talked about. But there's a financial cost. And yes, there is a financial cost to protection in the first place. But to me, it's clearly worth the investment because that cost is not nearly as much as the cost of treating. The other thing that I think is important is talk to your veterinarian, not going to a big box store and just guessing as to which product, because those products sometimes lie. I didn't mean to say that. Those products market themselves and suggest they are something they are not.
Definitely. I mean, it's overwhelming, to be honest with you. Even with a veterinary degree, if you look at a shelf with all kind of different flea products, how do you choose the right flea product? And this is really where a veterinarian needs to step in and take over the education, because there is no one-size-fits-all for anything, and neither for flea allergies. So we really have to educate our clients and take into account what their lifestyle is. Is it an outside dog who gets exposed to fleas all the time because he lives on a ranch? Or is it a dog that lives in an apartment in Manhattan?
Yep.
The treatment will be very different.
And yeah,
it's our responsibility to tailor the treatment.
And some of these products protect against other things, right? So there's one that comes to mind that protects against fleas, many species of ticks, as well as mosquitoes. That's important because it's a double defense against heartworm.
Exactly. So the product, for example, Vectra 3D, contains three ingredients: dinotefuran, pyriproxifen, and then a third ingredient, permethrin. And like you mentioned, the combination of these three ingredients really has a wide range of effectiveness and can provide broad-spectrum prevention.
In fact, it does provide that. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets, they'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. and you're done. Learn more at TriedPaychecks.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get paychecks. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio.